This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know if you caught the Giants game yesterday against the Dolphins in London. They had one of those famous guys jump on the field, take off his clothes, run around naked. Fox did not show it.
Starica!
Here's how they handled it.
He says the field is definitely a problem. You know, it's slowing his defensive linemen down. They're taking off. A guy running out on the field. Slowing the defensive linemen down, especially on their pass rush. O.C. Umanyora on the corner. We saw him slip out. So he's very concerned about that. He wants to run the ball a lot more and really don't give it to Eli because of the ball.
Listen to the crowd.
This guy's running all over the field. Sorry about that. But he definitely wants to run the ball.
They're not showing it, of course.
Field conditions. Well, fans are running out of the stadium down here, guys.
Well, we are not going to show this fan.
I think I remember him from the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Unbelievable.
Tony, you had a lot of tickets for the game today.
Tony, how'd you let that guy get by?
This guy,
this is a left crowd.
How'd you let that guy get by you, Tony?
He went right by me. I could have tackled him.
Now they're tackling him right now.
Official's uniform on, but that guy's crazy.
Hey, good observation.
Okay. The Don and Mike Show. I mean, come on. You're Fox.
Yeah.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Gracias.
All right, we're back. This is the Don and Mike Show. Maybe you heard that a moment ago. The man's name is Squirrel.
Squail.
He's the program director of Q93.
Woo!
In Louisiana. Was reading through the DJ magazine, and I don't know how anyone could possibly have a job in radio, a job like program director, which does not command much respect to begin with.
Right.
Okay? Because generally speaking, without fail, guys that are program directors are guys that could not make it on the air. So there's that immediate
handicap
between the two. You've got space between the two. Because you've got disc jockey, who knows, program director, really wanted to be a disc jockey, couldn't do it. So you don't take him very seriously to begin with. Because, you know, he's every time he critiques your air check, every time he hotlines you, every time he yells at you, he's just getting it out. I wish I could be you.
I want to be you.
So.
And I want to be loved by you.
It's hard enough to respect a program director. Let me toss out some of the names Mike and I have had. Greg Gillespie. Mark St. John. Jeremy Coleman.
Smokey Rivers.
Yeah.
Matt Farber.
The guy that rubbed his feet all the time.
Chuck Beck.
We didn't respect any of them, but I guarantee we respected all
except
of them.
Except for Surf.
Yes.
That was a puppet government, though, Mike.
Well, he was. Technically, he had the position.
And remember, he was at one time PD of the week.
Right.
So he was a decorated program.
He was
director.
Indeed.
Okay, but just roll. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking today now. I don't see how you could go into a radio station, sit down with some disc jockey, and say, okay, listen, you know, Kobe Marino, the afternoon guy. Hi, Kobe Marino. Hi, my name is Squirrel. I'm going to be the one that's going to tell you the way it is around here.
I'm your boss. Hey, Kobe, Squirrel wants to see you in his office.
Yeah.
Squirrel wants you to come to the tree.
Let's call the guy, okay?
What is he, nuts?
He's in charge of them.
And I still like the idea of him being blind. Hey, look what I found.
Thank you for calling Senlaw Broadcasting.
Wow.
If you know the extension of the party you're calling,
I don't.
You may enter it at any time.
Squirrel.
To reach the Ticketmaster office during business hours, press 1.
Nice.
For sales, press 2. For business and administration, press 3.
Thank you.
For programming, press 4.
Ah.
For pro For Q93 Program Director Squirrel or John Worley, press 214.
Yeah,
for
baby.
Please hold.
What if the phone picks up in here?
Well, he's already kind of fixing it. Squirrel known as
John. Oh, I thought it was two guys.
Squirrel.
Hey, hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now. Is that okay with you, Squirrel?
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Okay, great.
Hi, Squirrel.
What's cracking, bro?
Hi there. Squirrel, you are the program director of Q104, Alexandria, Louisiana. Just wondering what it's like being the Squirrel.
Man, you know, it's tough, dude, because every day I'm always trying to grab, you know, get my nut. And sometimes they just ain't out there all the time.
Squirrel, how did you get your name?
Ninth grade woodshop teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did the woodshop teacher name you Squirrel?
I don't know why, actually.
Do you have a bunch of disc jockeys under your command right now, Squirrel?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that any of them possibly, and I'm only speaking to you as a 35-year veteran of radio, do you think that, and I want to say right away, I'm blown away. I can tell your knowledge of radio
right.
is immense. I'm talking to a pro right now.
Well, I mean, there you go, man.
Like looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing it, Squirrel?
Since now, about 91.
91, yeah. All right.
But the four-year break in between.
Serve the country?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
I must ask, though, when you're in a meeting with your disc jockeys, your morning guys, whatever it is, do they call you Squirrel, or do they call you by your real name?
Sir Squirrel.
Sir Squirrel? Sir Squirrel. Hey, did they give you that name? Do you have big cheeks?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm just getting back to the whole Squirrel thing, because of all the names that we were looking at in this article, Squirrel seemed the most fantastic.
See, we were looking at that page in Radio and Records that has all the people that have moved. Did you see your name in there this week?
No, I didn't. Where's that? I got to check it out. I'd love to see that.
What page is that? Right. What page is it on?
I don't know.
Hold on, we're getting it right now. It's in the R&R. You know that publication,
on
right?
page 11.
All right, page 11.
It says, a man who calls himself Squirrel is already in the building as the new PD at Top 40 KQID Alexandria, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Squirrel was last seen at WKMX Dothan, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dothan, right?
Dothan?
Yeah. Dothan.
Dothan, Alabama, yeah, that's about an hour.
Do you think that it's going to stop your rise in the programming side of radio by using a name like Squirrel?
Probably.
Well, what if you had a story to go along with it, though? I mean, the woodshop teacher is okay, but have you thought about maybe making up kind of an elaborate story about how you got the name Squirrel?
Oh, I see where you're going with this, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we're going in the direction where it would be a nice way to put it in, like, a bio. I would start with the fact that maybe when you were younger, you had a tail.
Good one. Right.
But here's my thought. As you're climbing up the ladder and you want to get a programming gig in a larger market, you know, you're going to call up, for instance, like one of the people at CBS, Dan Mason, hello. They go, yes, who's on the phone? This is Squirrel.
He might not take the call.
He might not.
We're concerned about that.
What is the greatest achievement that you've made to Q93 since you've been there, Squirrel?
Let's see. I think I got cans of Coke rather than bottles put in downstairs so I could get me a can of
Coke. That's thinking in the right direction.
Dude, I had to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take payola down there in Louisiana, Squirrel?
As much as possible.
As much as possible.
Is there payola available down there, Squirrel?
None at all. Not that I can find so far.
Are you a dick program director, or would your jock say that you're okay, a player's coach, as it were?
My player's coach, most definitely.
Hey, Squirrel.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the fact that maybe you could say that you chew constantly to combat never-ending tooth growth? Like the squirrels would. I just think there's tremendous. This is the best name on the page, and we just think you could make it work for you,
dude. It rocks. That's why I ran with it. I mean, no matter where you go, you've got squirrel T-shirts in Walmart, squirrel things on.
Listen to some of these other names.
None of these names compare, in my opinion.
None of them do.
Kid and Ruben, Jay Boogie, UB right. Rodriguez.
It was accidental genius. I'm telling you,
Picasso Stevens.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
You're nuts. We get it. We get it. It's squirrel. It's nuts.
So what?
Is your complexion gray?
Do what?
Do you have like a gray complexion? Because would fit in with the squirrel thing. You know?
No, not yet, man. Not yet.
All right.
Yeah. What are your hopes and aspirations? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Squirrel?
5 years. Who knows, man? Just somewhere doing a gig, having a good time where I'm at.
Well, Squirrel, this is a nationally syndicated show.
I listen to you guys all the time.
And this would be an opportunity maybe to send out your Squirrel resume on the on our beautiful airwaves.
Here's another question from one big-timer to another. Have you worked in any small markets?
Yeah, like the one I'm in now. Right.
Oh, we're just having fun, and you're being a good sport.
Man, squirrel.
I tell you, I dig it.
All right, dude. Well,
do you have a ponytail?
No ponytail, no. I did have one, but
yes.
I did lose in the early 90s.
All right. Do you chew tobacco?
No chewing tobacco.
When and Squirrel, when is it that you decided that you couldn't make it on this side of the microphone and you wanted to go to that side?
I'm still on both sides.
Oh, you're doing it? You're one of the program directors that does a DJ shift?
Yeah, man.
What's your shift, man?
Morning drive, bro.
Oh, morning, bro.
Hardworking man, bro.
Are you a squirrel in the morning?
Yep.
Squirrel in the morning.
Squirrel in the morning.
And how many packs a day, Squirrel?
One.
One pack a day?
Yeah.
Down to one pack a day?
I know. I owe Marvel a lot for my voice.
All right. Well, Squirrel, go check out page 11 of Radio and Records. Your name is in there.
Yeah. And we liked your name the best.
Well, I appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you guys.
All right, dude. Nice talking to you.
You got it.
Thank you, Squirrel.
Bye-bye.
Boy, that's a lot of bitterness there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bitterness in Squirrel.
There's other good disc jockeys on his station, too. I went to the website, and they have Ashley, and they have Fuzzy, and they have Rick Dees.
They have a Rick Dees. They have Fuzzy?
Yeah, they do have Fuzzy. Fuzzy's on the air right now.
Fuzzy?
Fuzzy.
Squirrel in the morning, Fuzzy in the afternoon.
Very cuddly station.
And then overnights is just done by hair.
Squirrel.
Hair. Squirrel. How about Pube?
And I guarantee.
Pube in the morning.
The guy pulled in, like, with... I don't know. You name it, a Nissan Datsun. He's got a U-Haul.
Yes.
He probably lives out of the U-Haul.
Right. He's working. He does the morning show, and it's 4:45, and he's still there.
Well, of course. He's home.
Yes. He's home. He lives there.
That's right.
He lives in the squirrel house.
The squirrel nest.
Hey, who wants to get squirrely?
Do you think he calls the show the Nut Hut?
There's something about nuts in there.
It has
to
be.
I'm very, very disappointed in the fact that it was given to him by a shop class teacher.
Yeah, with no reason.
That might have been made up, too, though.
But he isn't in the morning. Hello, no. Don and Mike show.
Maybe he has baby. Hey, do you think Squirrel is gay?
Why is that making me laugh? It's too simple.
I hadn't thought of it.
He's got a mouth full of nuts.
Oh, there it is.
And he goes both ways.
Bye!
Especially if he's in the middle of the road.
Bye.
He can't make a determination which way he wants to go.
Get out of here, for goodness sakes.
Friends he's
Bye.
Lost.
Okay, goodbye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.